Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Happy Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. I do want to remind folks that the Cass County Extension Office will be closed on Thursday and Friday of this week in celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday. In the meantime, though, if you are looking for resources for your Thanksgiving celebration, don't forget about the ISU Answer Line. Answer Line has been answering consumer questions for more than 40 years, providing information and resources for Iowa consumers with home and family questions. By calling the ISU Answer Line, you can connect with a professional consumer and family scientist who will answer questions about anything ranging from cleaning to food preparation, food preservation, food safety, household equipment, nutrition, laundry, child development, and more. Thanksgiving is a very busy time every year for Answer Line as folks call with holiday food, cleaning, food safety, and more questions. There are extended hours for Answer Line this week. They normally close over the noon hour, however, they will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., including over the lunch break. Today only, they are closed on Thanksgiving Day, as well as Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. To call Answer Line, you can call toll-free 1-800-262-3804 in Iowa. You can also email answer@iastate.edu. You can also check out the ISU Answer Line website. They have a blog, a Facebook page, a Pinterest board, and you can even find them tweeting out tips for holiday food safety on Twitter. That's the ISU Answer Line, serving Iowans for more than 40 years. Give them a call today if you have any last-minute Thanksgiving prep questions. Also newly released is the Acreage Living newsletter from the Small Farms Sustainability Group at Iowa State University Extension. Some great resources for folks who live on acreages or in rural areas as we head into the cold winter months. A few articles of interest include interpreting soil reports. This is a great time of year to get a soil report done, whether it's on your yard and garden or even on a farm field. This article highlights the basics of interpreting a soil report, so it doesn't seem as such a daunting task. Also, a reminder in this newsletter for horse owners to make sure your horses have access to water throughout these cool winter months. Cold weather does increase the feed and energy intake for horses, so the horses can tolerate the weather without losing body condition. Many horses consume more hay, and water has a role in moving digested materials through the intestine. A lack of fresh, unfrozen water is the number one cause of colic during the winter due to intestinal compaction. So again, be sure those horse waters stay unfrozen through the winter. There's also a seasonal wrap-up for small vegetable producers. Small farm produce specialists are answering a few frequently asked questions and pointing out problems, concerns, and trends that came up during the past growing season. Also in that newsletter, highlighting resources for farm management decisions, fall grazing tours featuring cover crops across the state, as well as a conservationist Christmas list. Finding ways to connect with and improve the land, soil, water, and wildlife. If you have someone in your life that shares these passions, they've put together a few ideas for brightening that person's holiday season through some interesting gifts. Again, all of that information in the Small Farm Sustainability Program through ISU Extension and Outreach, their Acreage Living newsletter that is put out on a regular basis. You can find that on the ISU Extension website. Just search Acreage Living newsletter. You can sign up to get that newsletter on a regular basis as well if that is something you are interested in doing. And finally, if you are looking for an interesting project during the Thanksgiving break, our horticulture column this week talks about using some of those kitchen leftovers. If you are interested in learning how to sprout an avocado seed or root the top of a pineapple, our horticulturalists have some tips for a unique winter project. To sprout an avocado seed, remove the seed from the center of the fruit and wash it in water. The broad end of the seed is considered to be the bottom, and the pointed end is the top, so you should insert 3 or 4 toothpicks into the sides about halfway up the pit. Then suspend the seed in a glass of water. The bottom 1/4 of the seed, again that's the flat side, should rest in the water. The seed should sprout within a few weeks. During this time, of course, you'll want to periodically add water to maintain the initial water level about 1/4 of the way up the pit. If it doesn't sprout within 2 to 3 months, discard the original avocado seed and begin with another. The roots are usually the first to emerge from the seed, and a stem will appear later. Remove it from water and put it in potting soil when the roots are 2 to 3 inches long. To do this, remove the toothpicks and plant in a 6 to 8 inch diameter pot using commercial potting soil. Position the seed in the center of the pot. The top of the seed should be level with the soil surface. After potting, water thoroughly and place in a brightly lit location. A location near an east or west window is ideal. Water regularly and keep the potting soil moist but not wet, and fertilize once or twice a month through spring and summer with a dilute fertilizer solution. Similarly, if you're wanting to root the top of a pineapple, first of all, select a large fresh pineapple at your grocery store. At home, cut off the top of the pineapple about an inch below the cluster of leaves. Trim away the outer portion, leaving the tough stringy core attached, and remove a few of the lowest leaves. Dry the pineapple top for several days to allow the moist core tissue to dry and discourage rotting when it's potted. After it's dry, insert the pineapple top into the base of its leaves in a perlite, vermiculite, or coarse sand mixture. Water this rooting medium and keep it moist but not wet during the rooting period. Place it in bright indirect light, and rooting should occur in about 6 to 8 weeks. When the pineapple's developed a good root system, carefully remove it from the rooting medium. Plant the rooted pineapple in a light, well-drained potting mix and water well, then place it in bright indirect light for 2 to 3 weeks. After 2 to 3 weeks, the plant can be placed in a sunny window. Of course, you want to keep the potting soil moist but not wet with regular watering using a dilute fertilizer solution. You can fertilize the pineapples once or twice a month in spring and summer, but only once a month in fall and winter. Plants can also go outside in late May, but must come back indoors before the first fall frost. So again, that is a kind of a fun project you can try if you have some of those leftovers lying around after a Thanksgiving feast. For more information on upcoming events or resources from ISU Extension, visit the Cass County Extension website, the Iowa State University Extension website, call our office at 712-243-1132, or stop by at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, happy Thanksgiving, and I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.